This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Springs Utilities will have more funding to purchase water rights and build water infrastructure. The Gazette reports a new dedicated fund at the utility will give Colorado Springs more flexibility when water rights become available by allowing them to make a purchase without pausing other projects. This means it could be more competitive in the face of challenges like the region's arid climate, ongoing drought, and climate change. The paper says the money will come from new fees on construction. Utilities estimate it will take about 4 years to raise the targeted $40 million. The historic Ehlich Theater on Denver's north side was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1978, but you wouldn't know that until recently. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
Over the theater's 131-year history, many stars have graced the stage, including a 21-year-old Grace Kelly. It even hosted Colorado's first moving picture, Edison's Vitascope, in 1896. But this has been a particularly good month. The Preservation Foundation received two meaningful grants. One from the William G. Pomeroy Foundation means that 44 years after it was added to the National Register of Historic Places, they now have the sign to prove it. Board President Greg Rowley.
We have been working on the restoration for 20 years, and I still almost daily have someone saying, I didn't even know that theater was there. I didn't even know that building was there. This is one more way that we can kind of call people's attention to it.
The theater also received a $70,000 award earlier this month from Lowe's to paint the building. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Two Coloradans have been injured by a crocodile while traveling in Mexico. One man went swimming in the ocean at night and a second went in the water to help the other. The Civil Defense Office in the western state of Jalisco says the first man suffered bites to his legs, arms, abdomen, and chest. The second man suffered a wound to his hand. Right now in Denver, it's 93 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News and KRCC.